Psalms chapter number 146, and amen. It says in verse number 5, happy is he that hath a God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, and the Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, and even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word, and we just ask you to help us now for just a few minutes, Father, that we might be an able minister of the word of God, that you'd speak to our hearts, that you'd touch, and just help us, I pray, as we look to your word, Father, that your people might be encouraged, we might be helped. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. It's good to read that whole psalm there. We just started at verse number 5 and read down through verse number 10. And I just want to say this morning just a few things here about this. But it says, and in the midst, and as we've talked about the week that we have had as a church family collectively, and see, we've all had these kind of things, these weeks, things that happen. You know, the old saying, sometimes when something goes wrong, we'll say, boy, when it rains, it pours. It just seems like that it's not just one thing, but it's just one thing right after another. But the psalmist says here, he uses the word happy. Amen. And he says here in this particular verse, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Amen. This morning, no matter what's going on, the question is, who is our help? Amen. Where is our help? The psalmist in another place said that he would look unto the hills from which cometh his help, that his help came from the Lord. And so he says here, happy. Happy is he who has God for his help. And I'm thankful this morning that we have a God for our help. In these verses, the happiness of him that hath the God of Jacob for his help and his hope, we see it in some things that's mentioned here. And one is, number one, the Lord's infinite power. It tells us in verse number 6, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Amen. We can be happy because of the power of God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. The sea, it says, and everything in it that is. He is the mighty God with infinite power. With one word, God can speak, and we see what happens. Creation happens, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and everything that we see was created, amen, out of things that do not exist. The power of God, we cannot fully comprehend and understand just how much power that God has, but it's infinite, and it is one of the reasons that those that trust in God, no matter what is happening or going on, can be happy. Amen. We can have joy because of His power. Amen. Also because of His truth. His truth is eternal. Amen. He is faithful to His word. The verse that we read said, He keepeth truth forever. Amen. He don't change His mind. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. God keeps truth. Truth. No one who has ever trusted God has found God's word to fail, because God's word does not fail. Amen. We can contrast that with the help and the words of men and they fail many times. And sometimes they fail when we try everything that we can to keep them, but we're unable to. But amen, but God's never His Word. We can be happy and have joy in our heart because of His eternal truth. It is forever and ever. Amen. Happy is the one that trusts in God because, amen, because of His boundless compassion. Because of the compassion of God. We begin in verse number 7. It says just in verse number 7 and then goes on. It says, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. Amen. All of these things God does, and He has compassion upon those that are oppressed. He heard the cries of the nation of Israel when they were in bondage in Egypt, when they had no way to free themselves or to loose themselves. Amen. God heard their cry and He delivered them. Amen. It says He feeds the hungry. He gives food. And the Bible tells us about God and His provision, His compassion, that even the sparrows, amen, not one of them fall to the ground without His knowledge. God knows. He feeds the hungry. Amen. And of course we know and we see in Scripture, amen, He can seat 5,000 on the ground and get just a couple of fish and a few little loaves of bread, and God can break it and feed the hungry. And so He still can today. It says that He can loose the prisoners, those, amen, through time that have been in the jailhouses, in the prison houses. Amen. Peter was bound in prison waiting execution. But the church was gathered up praying, and guess what? God set him free. God set him free. The blind, amen, in every age, we've seen those that are blind, and the Bible tells us that, amen, that here, that God can open the eyes of those that are blind. What a marvelous mercy it is. And we read and we see in John chapter 9 what took place and what happened. Amen. The blind man said, he couldn't answer all the questions about Jesus, but he said, here's what I do know. He said, whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. He opens the eyes of the blind. He touches those, it says, those that are bowed down in the physical sense. We read in the book of Luke, it tells us in chapter 13, as He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, behold, there came a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. Amen. 18 years she was bowed down, bowed low, and He touched and He healed and He loosed her from her infirmities. Amen. He's able to comfort the stranger and help those that has no one else. He's there for them. He's able to help those that are bereaved, those that are desolate. The Bible talks about the fatherless and the widows. These, all of these are God's compassions that He has. And so the oppressed, the hungry, the blind, those that are bowed down, those that are strangers, those that are desolate, all of these God has compassion and He can help. And we're not just talking about He can help in a physical sense, but amen, in a spiritual sense. The blind man, he was physically blind, but amen, and God made him to see. But the Bible speaks about a group, about folks that the God of this world has blinded their minds, that they, lest they see the glorious a light of the gospel of Christ. Amen. He's able to touch and heal the spiritually blind, to open our eyes. Amen. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, God's able to feel. Those that are bound by the addictions and the things of this world, that are entrapped and in prison to those things, God is able to deliver. Those that are bowed down with the circumstances of life, God's able to touch and to help. I'll tell you this, as we've went through this week, and I was in the hospital Wednesday night, I would have said, from the human perspective, and if somebody, you know, asked me about Mama, I would have told you there was no way under earth that she'd be getting out of that bed on Thursday morning. That it ain't gonna happen. But it did. It did. And not only did she get out of the bed, amen, she got in a car and rode home on Friday morning. Now, she's got a long way to go, and she's got a long road of recovery. Amen. But God touches and He helps. Amen. I talked to Sister Jackie. His brother Ron had his surgery and was in a great deal of pain on Friday evening. And she said, "We just praying that morning will bring some relief." And amen. And I talked to her, and guess what morning brought? Amen. It brought some relief. Amen. It brought some help. Amen. I talked to Brother Robert and on Friday, and he said, "Brother," he said, "I feel much better today than I did yesterday." Amen. Because God's still touching. He's still working. All of these things God's still doing. Amen. While the other gods of this world, amen, are maybe asleep or on a long journey or things of that nature, you know, maybe they just being reverently quiet and being, you know, still. Amen. Our God this morning is active. Amen. He's busy. He's active in touching the blind, in helping those that are bowed low. Amen. And here's the thing about God. I've been pretty active myself this week. Been on the go. Been going here and there doing that. But I'm going to tell you what. I can tell it this morning. I can tell it. And not only that, but we lost an hour last night. I can tell that too. But I'm going to tell you what about God, our God. Amen. He's been busy, because it ain't just been our little group that He's helped this week. He's been helping folks all over the place. Amen. All over the county, all over the country. Amen. Around the world, God's been touching. He's been actively seeking and helping those, amen, that needed help. He's been feeding. He's fed a lot of folks this week. He's touched a lot of folks this week that was sick. Amen. That didn't know what was going to happen. Amen. God's touched. There's been a lot that was, amen, that's been bowed down low, that thought there was no hope. And all of a sudden, they've had some hope that's been brought, because God showed up. He's been active. He's been busy. But amen, He's not tired this morning. Amen. He don't slumber and He don't sleep. Amen. He's able this morning to touch, and He's able to heal. He's able to help. And amen. And happy, happy are the people that trust in the God of Jacob, because, amen, because we know His power. We know His truth. Amen. This morning, and we know and see His compassion. But amen, we also know that, amen, He is righteous. Amen. He's a righteous God. And He helps those. He knows those that love Him. He loves them. But also, it said that the way of the wicked He turneth upside down. God sees and knows everything that's going on. And Abraham, I believe it was Abraham, he put it this way: "Shall not the God of all the earth do that which is right?" And He does, and He will. I can't begin to explain to you why all these things in the world that happen and happen. And you know, Brother Dave Ring years ago, he preached a message about why does bad things happen to good people. Amen. But you know what? They do. They do every day. Because we live in a world, we live in a sin-cursed world, and sin has touched every part of this world and everything, and because of that, amen, the consequences are not good. Amen. And there is a lot of bad things that happen in this world. And amen, and I can't explain and tell you why it's got to happen the way that it does, but amen, I know God knows what's going on. And amen, I know He's a righteous God. And amen, we can have confidence and hope in that, and we can rejoice in the Lord our God, because, amen, He is a righteous God. And amen, and he will do that which is right. But also here in verse number 10, and the last thing this morning, it says that we can be happy in trusting in, if we put our trust in the God of Jacob, we can be happy. And it says we can be happy, we can have joy every day. And here's why. Because verse 10 says, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. We can be happy this morning, because when we got up, before I came to church this morning, I went by and I checked on Mama, see how she was doing. Because you know what? I didn't know. I didn't know how the night's rest was going to be. We check in on other folks. Sometimes we get sick and they, in and out. We check in on folks. Trying to see how they're doing, what they're doing. Has anything changed? But when I woke up this morning, I didn't have to check on God. I didn't have to see if and ask Him, God, you think you're going to be able to help somebody? Do you think you're going to be able to meet with us this morning? Because, amen, He's the same, amen, yesterday and today and forever. He reigns. He reigned yesterday. He's going to reign today and He's going to reign tomorrow. He's still going to be God when everything else has changed. God's going to be the same. We don't have to check. Amen. So we can be happy. We can be joyous because the Lord shall reign forever. Forever. Everything may not be going great at the moment, but the old devil tries to make us think that because things have took a turn and not going so good that something must be wrong with God or must be wrong with us. That God, no. No, bad things do happen to good people. But amen. But God's still working everything out. He's working it out. And see, the example that I've heard and used more than one time is that stitching. When they, Caitlin does a little bit of cross stitching. She does it from time to time. And you look on the back of that canvas and it don't look like much. You think, boy, what a mess. But if you turn it around and you look on the other side, there's a perfectly good picture, and boy, you can see all the details, and you can see everything. That's kind of how we see life sometimes. We're looking at the backside of the canvas, and we're looking, and we're saying, oh my goodness, what a mess. But I want to tell you something, one day God's going to turn it around. Amen, we're going to get to see it from the other side. And amen, it ain't going to look like a mess. Amen, it's going to look just right. As our sister comes this morning just to play a song this morning, just give us opportunity. If anyone needs or desires prayer today, we want to give you an opportunity to come and to pray. Bow with us this morning. Ask you if you will just to stand with us and just in silent prayer this morning. Just a minute. We want to give you that opportunity. If there be a prayer need, if you need to come, while we wait this morning, you come. And it's because of your mercy and of your grace that, Father, we have not already been destroyed and consumed. Father, you've had your hand upon us and your grace has brought us and led us this far. And the songwriter said, and Father, we believe that it's grace that's brought us to where we are. And we believe this morning that it's going to be only grace that's going to bring us home. We're thankful this morning for that. And we just ask you to touch and to minister to every heart, every need, and just to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.